Okay, welcome to the show tonight. This is Mark Anderson, AFP editor, coming to you live on Friday. Don't usually do Fridays, but I felt in the intellectual radio mood tonight on this February 4th, 2011. How's everybody doing out there? Lots of big headlines, the ones blaring out of Egypt, the issues that are often overshadowed by issues such as what's going on in Egypt, and lots of other issues to consider. Just finished up a week putting together another edition of AFP. And don't forget about that special deal that we have, 18 weeks for $17.76. Just on RBN, that's only available here, 18 weeks. It's normally 16. 18 weeks for $17.76. Call 888-699-NEWS. You want to try it out. Maybe you've read AFP off and on. Maybe you used to subscribe. This applies to renewals as much as it does new subscribers. 18 weeks for $17.76, 888-699-NEWS. Now, on this Friday, I feel pretty casual, pretty laid back. I've had a busy week. The ice is kind of covering the nation now. I understand even in South Texas that they're getting ice of an unprecedented magnitude. And that's really strange in a lot of ways to see so much of the nation getting buried in snow and ice and sleet and things like that. So it's been kind of a tough time around the country. There's been commuters stranded and having to abandon their cars on North Lakeshore Drive in Chicago recently. And Americans, they have a lot coming down on them, it seems, these days, economically, politically. And they really sometimes have insult to injury added to their lives by all the circumstances, all the turmoil, all the problems and challenges. So just to sort of ease the transition and deal with the problems of life, we'll just have a open, casual line tonight, whatever issues you might want to bring up. Maybe there's not a lot of callers on a Friday, but maybe the weather in many instances is keeping you in, or the cost of living, the high price of entertainment on a Friday. This is the first Friday show I've ever done, in fact, in the more than 2 years that I've been on RBN. And my Sunday show still stands from 7 to 9 Central. That's the show I started. It was on a Tuesday at first. It's called When Worlds Collide. But this is my first Friday, so we'll see how it goes, see if we have much in the way of callers. If you're a first-time caller, we'd love to hear from you. We don't just want to speak to the choir. Maybe someone's told you about RBN or AFP and you're curious. Maybe it makes you kind of nervous. Maybe it's information you've never dealt with before. But that's what we're here for, to give you the other side, while the regular media kind of gives you both sides of the corporate press. That is, both sides of the same point of view. And that's a very deceptive thing. We give you the true, genuine, unfiltered other side. And then you finally see the broad spectrum of what you're supposed to be hearing and learning and understanding about this country, because without a truly free press, rather than a pseudo-free press, we'll never solve the problems that plague us. So, we'll be right back after these messages with some thoughts and news and views from me and your calls. Stay tuned.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All the times have come.
Here on my first ever Friday night broadcast, drum roll please. Hope you're listening out there in RBN land. I'm Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor. This is the AFP hour, at least unofficially for the time being. And the headlines are just overwhelming these days, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you'd like to talk about in this hour is open, and it's fair game, you might say. Of course, the thing in Egypt maybe is getting almost overkill in terms of coverage. But that's a big thing in the headlines right now. We wonder what issues are overshadowed by that. And we wonder, of course, about the motivations and the behind-the-scenes machinations with the Egyptian situation. I've heard so many theories discussing it with friends and colleagues and whatnot over the last few days, and I'd love to hear yours. One thing is the possibility that this is being instigated or at least exploited in some way where there's true citizen unrest, a true uprising, but then that's being co-opted or exploited to make what is an apparently pro-Israeli and pro-American nation, that being Egypt, make it look like it's suddenly going down the Arabic path, therefore breaking away from an alliance with America and Israel, and possibly stirring the pot in such a way where a new set of circumstances will arise. And in that sense, that might lead to a justification for war against Iran. I've only analyzed this and discussed it a little bit, and I'm just bringing it up to kind of put it out there as a ripe topic for discussion. That is one to keep in mind. So many developments all over the space, all over the place in this day and age, especially lately, with the parade of events that's been going on lately. And often a number of other realms, even in outer space, we're hearing amazing things. I'm just sort of going through the headlines these days. I've had these topics on before on my When Worlds Collide show. What I'm about to talk about was touched on in a sort of indirect fashion, and this was back in November with E. Michael Jones, a noted academic and author and publisher of Culture Wars magazine, lives in northern Indiana. We talked about geocentrism. Is it possible that the Earth's at the center of the solar system rather than the sun? that show got quite a response. And I tend to cover a pretty wide range of topics. My Sunday show is more of a long discussion. Usually I have more guests on that show. And I've covered on that show and on this weekday show, I've covered everything from chemtrails to 9/11. A lot of radio commentators won't touch 9/11, or they'll barely touch it. And so there's a lot of issues I've already touched on as I've done the weekly show and the Sunday show. And these are all ripe topics for this evening that callers might want to discuss. It's interesting in the astronomical realm that the New York Times, for example, is saying that there could be more than 1,200 planets outside our solar system. And that's an amazing thought when you think about it. And you wonder about the accuracy of these claims. The papers are always publishing big headlines for purported scientific discoveries that are supposed to have lots of merit. Another was an Israeli archaeological team that not long ago discovered a tooth, maybe some other bodily remains, but the thing that was photographed mostly in the press was a single tooth, thereby concluding that mankind came on Earth tens of thousands of years prior to when we first assumed that he did. But it looked like a regular human molar to me. And this is a big thing with the dominant media, is puffing up scientific claims along the same Darwin naturalism lines that omit any notions of God or spirituality or meaning in our existence. And maybe they think they're doing honest science, but there was a time when science was interpreted through a more spiritual eye, when the idea of science was to look for patterns in nature that were testimony to God's design. And so it's interesting to look at what seems like neutral science and look at the social and cultural and political implications of it. And I often do that. And astronomy seems like one of the most neutral things in the world. But these sorts of things put our place in the universe in a new perspective. And we have to be very careful at what we're being told and how truthful it really is as to the veracity of these claims. I see now we have a caller, Carlisle from Minnesota. You want to talk about Egypt, I understand?
Yes, if I could. I wonder if you are you familiar with a gentleman named Michael Sawyer?
Yes, it's funny that you would bring his name up. Go on.
Michael Sawyer is former head of the Bin Laden desk for the CIA. I read his book called Imperial Hubris. He's been in the media. He's been in the media a few times lately. He just recently did an interview. In case people want to know how to spell the name, it's S C H E U E R. He recently did an interview. Was on Fox, where he came out with the statement that the U.S., that Israel, that the association which the U.S. has with Israel is extremely detrimental to the United States. It's really hard. It's very hard nowadays to hear anyone say that in the media. Now, Fox had two other guests on at the same time with him, okay? And as soon as he got those words out, the other two jumped all over him and said that he was an idiot, didn't know what he was talking about. So he made about a 10-second statement, and the other two, you know, bullied up on him immediately.
Did you agree with Michael Sawyer, disagree, or neutral, or...
I have to think that the man knows what he's talking about. You know, everyone likes to vilify the CIA, and I hear all sorts of stories about, you know, how the CIA, you know, you just especially on RBN, you just hear an endless barrage of negative stories saying that the CIA doesn't deal with intelligence and all that sort of thing. But, I mean, they really do. You know, I mean, and this man served for... I think it was something like 13 years he was tracking Bin Laden. He's retired now, and you know, for a man in that position to come out and say verbatim that the state of Israel, the U.S. support for the state of Israel is extremely detrimental to U.S. interests. People might want to check out some of his writings. I don't know why everyone... I mean, there's a million stories about the CIA, but sometimes, you know, I mean, just in terms of the amount of money we're spending, and also in terms of what that support has done for our credibility worldwide. There was a time when the U.S. was highly respected, you know, in the Middle East, in the Arab countries. I mean, the United States has a history of protecting nations who want to be free. But, you know, in the last, you know, since Israel came into being, and it's gotten more and more every year where the U.S. has basically been, and here were his words. He said that Israel's continued existence is dependent upon U.S. support of tyrannical regimes in the Middle East. And our credibility as a nation, we can no longer make the claim that we are out, you know, trying to keep freedom, you know, protect people's right to be free, because we are supporting so many tyrannical regimes, especially in the Middle East. So it's a horrible credibility issue for the United States, as well as the fact that it's bankrupting us financially. And what Michael Scheuer recommends is, he said, Pete, you know, Bin Laden has written 1,000 pages of material, and he says no one reads it. And, you know, he says people need to, instead of walking around saying they hate us because we love freedom, people need to read what Bin Laden himself has written as to why they hate us. They hate us because they want, because we've been supporting, you know, horrible tyrannical regimes, which all of the people hate. How can the U.S. expect people not to hate us?
Interesting point you raised, Carlisle. Michael Scheuer, interestingly enough, has spoken recently for the Chicago Council on Global Affairs and the Washington, D.C. World Affairs Council. He just spoke here in D.C. the other night. The problem I have with Michael Scheuer, although what you're saying that he said sounds logical and acceptable, the problem I have is he's also going around saying that Osama bin Laden is still public enemy number one, at least according to the promotions put out by these World Affairs Councils for whom he has spoken recently. There's a lot of evidence that Osama bin Laden is at the very least no longer effective or a threat, and probably even dead. So that's a strange thing for him to say what he said about Israel, which I tend to agree with, and yet to go around saying Osama bin Laden is still the boogeyman. Unless I'm missing something in his message, Michael Scheuer is certainly a notable public figure, and I want to learn more about him, but there seems to be a kind of a strange divergence of views on his part. But nevertheless, it's interesting what you're sharing. And I do appreciate the call, Carlisle. Thanks for calling. Certainly food for thought. We'll be right back after these messages.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
On this fine evening, Friday night, February 4th, 2011. And Carlisle, I want to thank you for your call out there. It prompted me to look up something in my file here. And it's interesting what Carlisle brought up about Michael Scheuer, who, as I noted, has recently spoken to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs and to the World Affairs Council of Washington, D.C., which are localized spinoffs of the Council on Foreign Relations. And what they do is they sell the globalist gospel to state and local officials, local colleges, youth groups, and news media. Oftentimes, news writers from the Chicago Tribune will be the guests or even the speakers for the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, but those same writers that are asked to speak won't write about the very meeting that they're at. Almost in effect, like a Bilderberg thing, there's reporters there, but nobody reports. Very odd indeed. And we're going into a shorter segment now, so I want Tom from Arkansas to be aware of that, but let's go ahead and take the call. Hello, Tom. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, Mark. I'm talking to you on my cell phone. I usually dial that number and get to listen to you on my phone. I travel. And tonight, all I can get is music, so I called my sis to see what was going on your show, and she said you made a comment about calling in about my impression or our impressions of Dr. E. Michael Jones when you had him on.
Yes, okay.
And let me put it this way. I ordered 50 copies of that program, and we got them. I passed them out. I probably listened to that program at this point 10 times, and I'm not done. I'm a 61-year-old man, or soon to be, and I've been awake about what's going on for a long time. And that was astounding. What he has, what he's uncovered, and I know you guys just skimmed it, but my Lord, I mean, I said it, and I've heard other people say it, and it's so, we have been lied to about everything. I don't think there's a thing that we've been told the truth about, and I do hope that you will have Dr. Jones on, hopefully repeatedly, and plumb the depths of his knowledge on these subjects. He was just, I was astounded, awestruck, paradigm shifted, as you say. I've listened, as I said, I've listened to that program 10 times, and I'm not done yet. It just, I mean, we're going back, you know, to Shakespeare, and I know he can go further. I mean, yeah, the guy was just amazing.
Tom, you don't know how much I appreciate what you're saying. I will have him on. He's doing another conference. Where are you from, Arkansas?
That's where I live. I'm not originally from Arkansas. That's where I currently live.
Mike is doing a conference in South Bend, Indiana, March 19th. It's called Economics as If God Matters. And it gets into the economic realm, the geocentrism conference that we referenced last November. That's the show you're talking about. When I went to a November 6, 2010 conference near Notre Dame. You know, Mike is kind of a banished Notre Dame former professor. He told too much truth.
Can you believe that? And the Rockefellers got their finger in the pie there, and he wrote a book about, is Notre Dame still Catholic? And, yeah, I can kind of understand why, we live in a world where if you tell the truth, you're kicked out. Whatever it is, I don't care if it's your own family, you name it. This world hates the truth.
Yeah, sometimes your own family, so true. Go on.
I said, I've had it happen. I'm not speaking theoretically. I mean, what I'm saying, friends, family, et cetera, exposing the truth as I've discovered it and other people have discovered it, and I have, and I've done my homework. I got a little sister that's a fire-breathing Southern Baptist. Yes, she is, and she don't speak to me anymore. I among other things that I sent her the book by Dr. Kathy Burns, the title of which is Billy Graham and Friends. That took care of that.
Well, you know, at least you're trying to do the right thing, Tom. In the end, that's all that matters.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. It's well, the good Lord said, Mark, the world has hated me, and if you follow me, the world will hate you too. And that is, that's a fact. And for me, it's an experiential reality. I've experienced it, and I continue to. And I can tell you, I'm sure you know it. If you truly do follow after him, in the way that he commanded, fearlessly speaking the truth, the world's going to hate you, and all the people who are worldly people, they're going to hate you. And it doesn't matter if it's the local minister, your brother, your sister, they're going to hate you. Remember he said, I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I came to separate father from son, etc.
Tom, would you like to hold after the ad? We're coming up into our ad phase at the bottom of the hour. If so,
Okay.
You can add a little more if you'd like, but either way, we got messages. We'll be right back after them. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And here I come, back with you on the air here on RBN. And Tom from Arkansas has been letting me know some very positive, upbeat things. I think he hung on. Any parting thoughts, Tom?
Just this. Again, please consider having Dr. Jones on, perhaps as a regular guest, would be one suggestion that I have, because he just astounded me. I've got to get the books, and I haven't had a chance to do what I want to do, but I'm going to get the books and get to his website and spend some time there. Like I said, I've listened to that program, I know, 10 times so far. The other thing I'd say to you, Mark, is your program is just outstanding. You're intelligent, you're articulate, you're fearless, and the thing I like is you're adventuresome. You're willing to go places where few men have dared to go. And you're not afraid of what you find. You bring it out, and I love it. And I hope you keep doing it the way you're doing it. That's really all I have to say, sir.
Thanks, Tom. God bless you. And I will call Dr. Jones tomorrow. I needed to anyway. I'll bounce this off of him. We'll see what happens, and you'll be the first to know. Leave your phone or email with the guy at the board, would you?
Happy to.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Fred from Georgia, what would you like to add?
Hey, Mark. Good evening. I just wanted to ask, I guess maybe if you'd make some comments from your, I guess, pretty extensive experience over time looking at Bilderberger and all the other players that are kind of paying off people in the government. But before I ask the question, I wanted to say to everybody listening that if you haven't tried the AFP, American Free Press stuff, you know, go to the website and get it. I just ended up getting the online version last month, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's pretty deep, lots of material, and I like all the writing in it. It's really worth it. It's not just a few words. It's pretty much enough to take an hour or two of reading, I think, if you pour over, at least as slow as I read. So.
I see. Okay, well, thank you very much. Yeah, we believe a weekly paper has a much better sell these days than these daily rags. You have time to read it. You have time to soak it in. They don't pile up a mile high and become cat box liner or birdcage liner. It's a good tool, and the online version enhances that. But go on.
Oh, what I wanted to ask you, and if you, I know it's kind of putting you on the spot tonight, but if not tonight, maybe Sunday or sometime soon.
Okay.
If you could maybe tie any threads together from the beginning of the banks that started the Federal Reserve behind
uh-huh.
that, and how many of them have kind of carried forward and been consistent through all of these various machinations, paying off people in the government, getting programs started, and the corruption that's been from that point forward. You know, it's really nice to know if there are some central players that keep popping up over and over again. So
okay.
That was my request, and I don't know if you could, comment on that or not.
You mean prior to the Fed, what led to the Fed, or since the Fed was founded? Which one?
Well, kind of like the ones that were at the founding, and, a couple I can think of off the top of my head are the Rothschilds and, Goldman Sachs. I think J.P. Morgan, they're still around. And obviously,
yeah, Kuhn, Loeb and Company. Yeah, okay. Matter of fact, you may or may not know that last November, or October rather, excuse me, because we published it in November, I went to Jekyll Island to the Federal Reserve room where the shady group posing as duck hunters, when most of them wouldn't know one end of a gun from the other, went to that remote and rather spooky looking island off the coast of Georgia to found the Fed. And on November 22nd of last year, literally to the day, 100 years since the secret train ride taken out to that island, we published a overview of that. And I don't know if this answers all your questions, but are you asking who was around at that time at the founding?
And what are they doing today?
Lot of them have merged. There was J.P. Morgan interests were represented there. And then now we have J.P. Morgan Chase, where the old Morgan interest merged with the Rockefeller Chase interests. There's been a lot of mergers and acquisitions, and some things have kind of been pushed to the wayside. That would take a little bit of reviewing of my files, a little bit of homework. But the powers, the Bank of England, of course, came along in 1694, and then there was the First Bank of the United States, the Second Bank of the United States that Andrew Jackson got rid of. The bankers, as you probably know, kept trying to get their hands around the neck of this country, and the Fed was their, achievement where they finally had it. The different interests, like National City Bank, was represented when the Fed was founded. I believe that was absorbed.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a lot of them have been absorbed in mergers and things like that. I'd be less than honest if I said I knew exactly where all those chess pieces ended up, but
yeah.
Certainly, it would be something to research for an article in AFP, what happened to these original players and what happened to the entities they represented. That's a good topic.
Are there any other big non-bank interests that are consistent players and people like the CFR and the Bilderbergs that pop up again and again in American policy?
Oh, all sorts of them. One of the things that we have to keep an eye on is the tax-exempt foundations. They don't get enough press. The Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, which was actually involved in agitating for World War I,
yeah.
They call themselves, the foundations are tricky because what they do is, okay, if you want to form a foundation, you get a tax-exempt status, so the money you take in can build up tax exempt, and those who donate money to your foundation can write it off on their taxes. So large stockpiles of money that would otherwise go to the tax till are deflected or diverted from the tax till over to these foundations. And so these foundations build up huge tax exempt fortunes, the Rockefeller Foundation, the MacArthur Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment. And so people get tax write-offs for making the donations. The recipients don't pay taxes on all the money they build up. So all that money has to be made up for by the average taxpayer because of the money that's denied to our tax till and is instead diverted to these foundations. So this is a little known, or at least it's a subject that's not covered enough. And we need to pay more attention to these foundations, because they've given birth to funding the CFR, to funding the Hudson Institute, to funding the RAND Corporation. You know, they survive on foundation monies that use this tax diversion technique. And so that would be a good place to look for policymakers such as the Hudson Institute, which has delved into all sorts of things. The Hudson Institute, for example, was involved in something called Public Act 123 of 1999 in Michigan. What that meant was that if you were delinquent on your property taxes in the state of Michigan, you would lose your land a lot sooner than before. So here we have a Indianapolis-based Hudson Institute deeply involved in public policy for Michigan, making it a lot easier for people's land to be repossessed if they were late on their property taxes. See, so there's all sorts of weird subterranean goings on by these tax-exempt foundations and the think tanks that they help finance. And the foundations themselves, of course, are think tanks oftentimes. And that's a sort of less traveled road in political analysis. But I hope that helps in the time we have here. That's at least an example. So
It does. It was nice to hear those things. I'll have to go look at some of them.
Up the Hudson Institute, the RAND Corporation, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy in Midland, Michigan, and some of those.
I will do so. Thank you, and I'll let the next caller get in. Have a great night, and I love the paper.
Oh, thank you. Tell others. Okay, we have, I believe we have Paul from New York.
Hi, Mark.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
In referral to that last caller, I'm holding a clipped-out ad from American Free Press from 2 years ago for a book called Foundations of Betrayal, How the Liberal Super-Rich Undermined America.
Yes. Thank you for that. You're right.
This was American Free Press, and you can get it from them for $25, hard copy.
You can maybe even get a discount if you like resubscribe to the paper or something. You can sometimes get books for free or real cheap. But yeah, that's a very good example. I didn't have that in front of me. Thank you for that.
Foundations of Betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see the author here. I don't have my good glasses on. Hey, very good job you're doing over at AFP. I've been a subscriber for 10 years. I don't know. And I just wanted to say that thing with Michael Jones was fantastic.
You know, I didn't know. I really went out on a limb on that one. You know, when you tell people that the Earth could be literally stationary planet.
It's pretty
wild. Here's the thing. I'm not saying I believe it hands down. What I am saying is the job of the press sometimes is not to judge so harshly, but to just let a man speak. Just let somebody talk, you know. Is that so hard to understand? You know, even a tyrant has something to say, and I'd rather hear what the tyrant has to say without somebody embellishing, so I know what I'm dealing with. But when you got a guy that's got a good moral compass like Dr. Jones, and he's telling you, okay, the Earth might be at the center of the solar system, and the sun and planets are going around us, it's like, ka-choing, you know, what is this? But my view was to let him talk, let people chew on this, see what kind of reaction I got. I think it's important for people to understand that if everything looks the same from Earth, regardless of whether it's the sun in the center or the Earth in the center, then it's actually possible, conceivable, I'm not saying proved or confirmed, but at least conceivable, that what we're seeing is like the phenomenon when you're sitting in one train and another train is moving, and you're not sure if it's your train moving or the other train moving.
Exactly.
You think that you're the one that's stationary, and you're not the one that's stationary. or you think you're the one that's moving and the other one is stationary.
And when you think back to when all these guys started gaining their power, it was 1500, you know, right after...
Yeah, and it also shows that regardless of what you think of Dr. Jones' point of view, that science plays a role in politics. Even though they try to make it look all neutral and academic, astronomy, biology, it all has political implications, you know. If you're just an accidental man in an accidental universe, you know, what are you doing talking about rights? It's like, rights? Schmites, what's that?
Right, know? They had to make it an accidental universe.
Yeah, because then it's the rule of the jungle. Well, if that's all it is, then the strong man rules. He who has the biggest toys rules.
Yep, they had to make it that. Hey, I wanted to say, I've been subscribing to his Michael E. Jones' magazine for the last 5 years, Culture Wars.
Oh, yeah, quite a journal, huh?
It is unbelievable. I'm a truck driver. You know, it takes me a couple weeks to freaking read through one of his paragraphs because he's so deep, you know. But it is excellent magazine, and he's having trouble. Anybody, I just put a check in the mail to him tonight to renew my subscription. Go up online and type in Culture Wars. They've got a great website, too. Get a lot of stuff for free up on the website.
Where do you drive, Paul?
I was up in your area, Grand Rapids, last week.
Let me mention something to you. Dr. Jones is leading a one-day symposium, March 19th, 2011, in South Bend, Indiana. You know where that is?
Yeah, I was through there yesterday.
Small world. I'm going to speak there. It's March 19th, 2011. It's called Economics as If God Matters, put on by Culture Wars Magazine and the St. Joseph Foundation, a current economic crisis symposium. And the phone number, take this down. I hope you can.
Okay.
The phone number is 574-289-9786.
Is he going to speak on that subject, do you know?
He's not going to speak on geocentrism that day. It's going to be about economics as if God matters. But it would be a chance to meet him. He's the nicest guy in the world. He's a friend of mine. I have some property only about 8 miles from where he lives. He's a great guy to get to know, and I would heartily recommend coming if you can. Bring some friends. Tell him you heard about it at AFP. They're running an ad in AFP right now. You can mention you heard about it at AFP and RBN, maybe, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And at any rate, I'm going to have him on the show again, back by popular demand and all that. So,
hey, that's great that two callers ago that guy ordered 50 copies of that show. Do you believe that?
I'm astounded. I didn't actually know that. Now, did you get that phone number?
Yeah, say it again, though.
What?
Say it again, so somebody who didn't get it. 574-289-9786. Okay,
and the date of that is?
The date?
The date is March 19th.
March 19th in South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah, you call that number, they'll give you the particulars about the exact location, which may not have been decided upon yet. It's right off the Indiana Toll Road there in that Roseland area.
You think they'll be able to help me find a motel that I could park a 75-foot-long rig at?
I'm hoping they can. that's near the toll road.
Right off the toll road.
Yeah, right off the Indiana Toll Road there. So I would think there'd be some facility for that. At any rate, Paul, thanks for calling, and I hope you can be there.
Hey, if I am, I'll make sure I say hi, but you've been doing a great job as editor.
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that, more than you know. You have a great night. Okay, moving on. We want to get all the callers in. This is going by quick. We might be pushing on ad time here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how much time we have. Bear with me a moment. At any rate, we'll take John from Canada. if we get cut off, we'll just have to hold you over. John, what you got?
Hey, guy. Yeah, well, you know, you were given that great background history of banking, and you talked about, you know, it's hard to decipher, you know, where all these chess pieces ended up, and I wanted to hopefully propose the conclusion, or where they do end.
John, I want to give you time to do that. We have messages sideswiping us at any moment. Hang on, and we'll summarize your thoughts right after these messages. We'll try to get the additional caller on, too. Time goes fast, but we'll be right back after these ads. Stay tuned.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Our skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Okay, I'm back with you. Mark Anderson, AFP editor, finishing up tonight's show, February 4, 2011. Getting in the callers that we can in the brief time left. John from Canada, you'll have to make it quick.
I'll try. To understand it, in Iraq before the bombing, they had a banking system there where the depositor was the shareholder. There's all this other noise is nonsense, but they con us this way with confusion. Alan Brown did a two-hour presentation with John Statmiller that's available at webofdebt.com, and essentially she suggests that going to the gold reserve is actually part of the globalist elite agenda. It's a con, because that isn't the problem. The problem is understanding what credit is. Fractional reserve banking in and of itself isn't inherently fraud. It is when they steal all our, when they take the profits, right? So to fix this. We just have to demand that no shareholders, the depositors are the shareholders, and we're going to charge very nominal interest rates to people who have good credit. And that way the bank supports the community, as it is in North Dakota right now. To think in North Dakota the state has got it smart enough to say, well, why do we want a magic man there, a billionaire or a trillionaire, to steal all our cash out of our community? Why don't we just let the assets that the bank generate go back into those who have deposits or charge lower interest rates, or in the case of North Dakota, it does partially, I believe, go into the state. But the answer's right there. That's the con, is they get you confused on everything else and say, look, let's go to the gold standard, but yet all the trillionaires escape ourselves because we're not committed to enforcing the law as it stands. You know, the Bank of Scotland threatened Goldman Sachs and said, listen, we want our money back. You guys committed criminal fraud. You said it was AAA when you knew it wasn't. And instead of going to prison, Goldman Sachs gave them back their money. But they haven't given back America's money, because that's what the bailout was used for, to pay back for all these fraudulent subprime mortgage scams. They need to be arrested. Nobody would disagree with me. It's only the powers of censorship with tyranny at CNN and Fox News that won't allow a man or a woman like me to speak freely on this issue, to say, hey, these are costing us plenty, and they shouldn't be allowed to escape ourselves, because this stuff is simple. It's not as complicated as the bankster wants us to believe with derivatives. You know, it's 1,900 pages is what the example 60 Minutes gave for what a derivative is, and it's all nonsense. It's all just there to confuse you, and how long is it going to take me to read this? I need a lawyer. It's not like that. It's a bet they're making, and they're going to divvy up the spoils, and it's our pensions, our life savings. Well, policeman pensions, primarily. Lots of policeman
Very
pensions.
Very good. I appreciate that. Okay. I'll just add that, having had Ellen Brown on here and quoted her and run some of her articles, she's got a lot going for her with the state bank thing. And
she's queen.
I would like to see it where it's fees only and really no interest, and
yeah,
get to that point. But at least state banks are a step toward where governments and the people would create sovereign money interest-free and would no longer take usurious interest-soaked money from the private bankers who wreak all this havoc of which you speak. Thanks very much, John, and I really appreciate your call. We want to move on. We got one more caller. We got to give you just a little bit of time. Chris from Wisconsin, you'll have to make it brief if you're still there.
Hello?
Yes.
Hear me?
Yes, hello.
It sounds to me like you cover a lot of different topics. And one of the things that I stumbled on was by Anatoly Fomenko, and I was wondering if you studied anything on that. And I just wonder if there's people out there that have any opinions on why they would change the timeline of history. That's what his whole thing was. He's a Russian mathematician.
I'm going to have to admit that I don't know much about that. What's the name again? Anatoly what?
Fomenko. He's a Russian mathematician.
Spell that last name.
Fomenko. And he believes that they've changed the historical timeline by like 1,000 years.
And I'm trying to look that up, Chris.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
That is. I mean, I'm intrigued. I don't know anything about it, and that's why I'm intrigued. So that would be a good one to bring into the mix, at least as a sidebar at a very minimum. Well, thanks for that. Anything to add? Well, I got to go, actually. I'm being summoned. Thanks a lot, Chris from Wisconsin, and all the other callers. Don't forget that conference by E. Michael Jones. Call 574-289-9786. We'll see you next time here on the AFR.